So he said, I said, we should be concerned but not disturbed about change. But how do we actually sustain that? Is it simply based on faith? Not just faith. There is intelligence and there is experience. See, when we talk about faith, faith can be blind or faith can be reasonable. Every time we go to a doctor, the doctor tells us to take a pill. That taking that pill is an act of faith. Because we don't know whether that pill is going to cure me or not. But that faith will be a reasonable faith if we use our intelligence. You know, this person is a trained professional and is recommended by other people also. And the diagnosis that was made also makes sense. So we use our intelligence. And then along with the intelligence, if we have the experience, that means, okay, I've taken this medicine for 3 days, I'm feeling much better now. So you got the experience. Or last time I took the medicine from the doctor, my health improved. So when there is intelligence and experience, then that faith is not just blind faith. It is not just faith. It is actually conviction. It is realized faith. It is reasonable faith, which is realized and has transformed into conviction. So when you talk about be concerned, not disturbed, how do we do that? First of all, intelligence. Intelligence means with philosophy, with studying the Bhagavad Gita, understanding its message, we understand that actually I am more than my body. I am different from my body. So therefore, whatever happens at the bodily level, whatever happens at the body level, that doesn't have to shake me. Whatever happens at the body level, that doesn't have to disturb me. Because I am different from it. It's all, see, how much we are affected by something depends on how much we identify with it. Say a cricket match is going on in India. And now you're sitting here in America. Now if I think, oh, this cricket match is my favorite team and it must win, and we identify with that cricket team, then what happens if that cricket team loses? We get devastated. But if somebody is not identifying with the cricket team, say, okay, the team lost. It's an event that happened. That event does not lead to any major experience for us because we are not emotionally invested in it. So there is event, there is experience. What transforms an event into an experience is the emotion that is invested in it. If there is no event, if there is no emotion invested in it. So if we come to know that, say, a particular political party lost the elections in China, that's an event. I don't experience anything based on that because I am not emotionally invested in it. So what happens is, right now, we are very emotionally invested in certain things. And if we are emotionally invested in those things, then changes in those things will shake us enormously. So with our intelligence, if we study the Bhagavad Gita, we understand what is worth truly being emotionally invested in. And gradually, we become emotionally invested in Krishna and in serving Krishna. Now the things of this world, the relationship of this world, the achievement that we want in this world, whatever it is in this world, that can be also a service to Krishna. And in that sense, it is important. But it is not all important. Yeah, sports is a nice thing. If you want to entertain ourselves, if you want to exercise ourselves. But sports, if it becomes a mania, then it can be unhealthy. Oh, there are times when a team loses a match and their fans commit suicide because their team, favorite team, lost the match. It's horrible. There's no need to get so emotionally fixated with sports. So the point which I'm making is, when do we get disturbed by something? When we are excessively emotionally invested in it. And when are we concerned? When we are emotionally invested in something, but we are not emotionally fixated in that. We are not emotionally sheltered in that. So if I think that if I lose this exam, if I can't crack this exam, then that is the end of my life for me. Then I'm doomed. Then what will happen? Then we will be devastated if I don't do well in that exam. But if I understand, I am a soul, I'm a part of God, I'm indestructible. Krishna loves me always. And Krishna will always guide me, take care of me. If I understand this with the intelligence, and then as a service to Krishna, I'm a student, I have to give this exam, I want to do well in this exam. So I'm concerned because this is my service to Krishna. But I am not obsessed with it. I am not fixated in it. Then I can do my responsibility, but without getting consumed by it. So that way, if we have some higher higher shelter for our emotions, then the changes in this world will not disturb us. If we are disturbed by something in this world, that means we are disproportionately invested in that. To be proportionally invested is not a problem. That's natural. But if you are disproportionately invested, see, like in a body, growth is natural. But what is cancer? Cancer is disproportionate growth. When one part of a body grows so much that it injures other parts. So like that, just as we are conscious beings, so emotions are natural for us. And to be emotionally involved in things is natural. But when there's disproportionate investment of emotions, then that causes disturbance. So with our intelligence, we understand, okay, this is where I should be emotionally invested in. And by our experience, gradually we will start realizing that, okay, you know, when I took shelter of Krishna last time, when I tried to divert my consciousness to Krishna, that big problem was there, I was able to deal with it. Problems come, problems go. I don't have to get so worked up about it. So by experience, it will become easier to take shelter of Krishna and then to see things in perspective. So basically, to be concerned but not disturbed, we need to use our intelligence to understand who we are and where we should be invested in. And then with our experience of how taking shelter of Krishna calms us down and helps us to function better, then we will be able to function more effectively. And this is not just a matter of blind faith, but it is a matter of reasonable faith. Just as when we take a doctor's medicine, we know we're using our intelligence, it's a good doctor, and our experience, this doctor has worked for me. Therefore, let me do this once again. Let me take this medicine. Similarly, let me take shelter of Krishna once again. Does it answer your question? Thank you.